It's just the four of us tonight. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Oh, gosh. This game is... it's taken a turn in the part. I'm ahead of you guys, like, a whole chapter. I'm assuming you guys just got to the magical land. Frank, are you all caught up now?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's caught up to the point where we're supposed to be?
I played a little ahead.
Okay. What do you guys think of Chapter 2, Part 2?
It's hurting my head.
Just so bizarre.
Yeah. It's hurting your what?
My head.
Yeah. Pretty messed up.
I mean, you go from blood and guts and entrails to trees and talking insects and yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better, dude. It gets like far worse in the weird department.
What is going on here?
What?
Just like sort of me.
I know.
Sort of made a move from, you know, horror fantasy to more just, you know, fantasy, like Alice in Wonderland kind of
thing. Yeah, it is very Alice in Wonderland.
I think the tone on this game is really hard to read. Because, like, I went into this chapter expecting a lot more of the same all-in horror. And then it was like, oh, she's hugging her cat and everything's okay. And look at the fluffy beast. Like, yeah. It's suddenly this very different tone.
Yep.
I'm playing this game and I'm questioning the sanity of these creators. Because it's like, who comes up with this? It's, yeah.
I mean, I get what they're going for. I definitely think that Chapter 3 so far, I'm not going to spoil anything, but Chapter 3 is incredibly tedious. It's probably the worst part of the game so far. I don't know what they did. They must have had a different designer on this one, on this chapter, because it is completely different than the other two. I don't know. I think that it's... I see what they're going for. Like, I don't mind the bizarreness of it. I'm ready for whatever. Anything that I see or hear, I'm like, whatever. But there are some things that are pretty shocking. Was this the chapter with the... this is the chapter with the twins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was messed up when you go into the attic and, like, the babies in the carriage were, like, sewn together.
Yeah.
It never explained. That baby is still up there. But you look at this baby and they don't do anything about it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't really get that whole thing. Like, I think... Did the twins appear in chapter 1 or 2 somewhere? Like, on a picture or something? In the hospital?
I think they're
in... I thought I saw them before.
Was it two girls in one of those rooms that you looked in after you got out of the basement?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if those are the same girls.
Their ghosts walk around a little bit, I thought, in the beginning.
Yeah, in the house, yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody watch American Horror Story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Carnival?
Yes.
I mean, they had to have drawn inspiration from that, right?
Well,
I don't know.
You know, I could see them... I don't necessarily know if they drew inspiration from the actual TV show, but I can definitely see from, you know, vintage or classic freak show.
Yeah.
Thing, so.
In the show, though, don't the twins have, like, one has a blue bow and one has a pink bow?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure that's how they're told apart in the show, but anyway, that's the only thing I can think of, you know? Looked exactly like them. Or at least, you know, the caricature of them.
Yeah.
How about the sliding box puzzle?
I hate those puzzles.
I hate those puzzles.
Yep.
Yeah. I had to look up what the solution would look like before I could figure it out.
I thought the gears on the top were just decoration.
Yeah, same here.
And I was just trying to move those two gears around. And then finally, I just got fed up and had to look. And I was like, oh, you're supposed to move those ones, too.
That's funny. Did you look, Franco?
I understood the concept. I just hated those puzzles as a kid.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
They
are the worst.
You ended up breaking them most of the time. One piece would fall out and you'd end up throwing it out.
It's funny that you guys looked it up. I am the one I thought would have to look it up, and I didn't, thankfully. I managed to figure it out.
Well, I mean, again, what I said, I was confused. I didn't think that the gears at the top moved. Yeah. So that's the whole reason why I looked it up.
You know, I didn't realize that, like, it would... It took me a while to realize, because I moved some cogs down to the first one that was spinning, and they wouldn't move. So I'm thinking, oh, don't tell me the animation doesn't, like, actually acknowledge that it's, you know,
yeah, that's spinning. What I was thinking, too.
And then finally, I didn't realize, when I realized that you had the one in the right spot for it to spin, it actually makes the puzzle a lot easier, because none of them will spin unless they're in the right spot.
Yep.
So it seems that, I don't know, it just became a little bit easier once I figured that first part out. But again, it's just a lot of trial and error. You know, there's no real, like, puzzle. It's just, like, keep sliding boxes till you get lucky. You know, shift things around. There's more of that garbage in Chapter 3. Not sliding puzzles, but things just as tedious.
So I think...
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't think so, because Freak Show started October of 14. So...
What, 14?
Yeah, so I'm assuming this game is way older than that.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't...
Good question.
Look that up, back.
All right, hold on.
Thank you, Franco.
One moment, please.
I'm looking... you guys, I mean, what were some parts that stuck out to you? Because I'm just refreshing my memory, because it's been a couple weeks since I played this one. Were there parts that stuck out to you as kind of like... I mean, I actually thought this was my favorite part... chapter so far.
You give the frog the baking soda, and it just gets bigger.
That one I had to look up.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, well, I figured that out later, but there was a part that I did have to look up. I don't remember where it was. I'm looking at the walkthrough.
Oh, the other thing, too, was when the twins give you the recipe for the spell.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kept clicking on it, and then the typewriter, and she's like, boy, it'd be really good to have something to type on. I could type anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what am I doing wrong here?
Yeah. I had to look that up. That was annoying.
Yeah.
Because I actually tried that on the typewriter, and she said no. That's one of the problems I'm having with this game, is that it seems that there are things you can't do unless you've heard a bit of dialogue or looked at something or been somewhere, which I get to a point, but it doesn't tell you, like there's no way you could know. You just have to figure it out.
Yeah, and it's just like a really obscure way of getting the clue.
Yeah, exactly. It actually just happened to me when I was playing Chapter 3. I did something. It didn't work. And it wouldn't let me do it until later, and then I had to look it up, and I was like, I did that! So it's frustrating, because, you know, you try something, and then when you try it doesn't work, you're stumped, and you try things that don't work, and you keep doing that. Even though you did it right the first time, it just didn't allow you to do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the two things I had to look up were the baking soda with the frog and the seed throwing it in the water.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out the seed for the life of me.
But I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, and I didn't realize that there was a pair of tweezers on the desk there.
The dresser.
Yeah.
They were really hard to see. That and the light switch for
the
attic.
I went into the room and I'm like clicking everywhere on the table. And I was like, all right, I guess there's nothing interactable on here, so I'll just keep going. And then I had to look on how to get the bottle from the frog.
And
which also, I definitely thought that was the same frog I had just talked to. So oh, I was okay. real confused.
It could have been.
I guess, yeah, like alternate drug reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody try to do the spell with the twins gave you before you figured out you had to do the other one?
No.
Yeah.
But that was also because...
No, you can't.
It was also because I looked up the walkthrough, so I knew...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even bother trying to do it without
them.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't. Wow. They won't give you the ingredients until you're ready to do the other thing anyway.
Right. That was the other thing that stumped me. Like, the part where you had to get their hair. Okay, that was one of those puzzles on top. Like, that was just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there was no way you could have figured... I mean, I had a freaking... I was in their room with the vanity. I'm like, there's a hairbrush right there.
Yeah, that's
there.
What I was looking too.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, maybe I got to walk up and, like, snip their hair. But they're not in the house. I don't know where the flip they went.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdly unintuitive stuff.
Yeah. How pissed were you guys? How many of you guys tried the broom bridge?
Yep.
Oh, oh
yeah.
100%
did. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you supposed to? I mean, what happens if you don't? Would you just keep the broom?
I think
that's
so.
A good
probably.
Question.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens because the broom breaks. You can't touch it anymore.
It might just disappear from your inventory.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, I guess that's what it's there for, but what a waste of time.
I know.
Come on. Yeah, that was annoying. But I actually did enjoy the fetching of the ingredients. I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
I liked that whole aesthetic of, like, you know, having to trick the twins and...
the frog comes in and is like, yeah, I'm going to get rid of this head for you. And just grabs the bag and jumps out the window.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. So you thought you were talking to the frog that, like, ate the bottle? Is that what you're talking about?
No, when they give you the ingredients for their spell, he, like, hops in the window, and he's like, oh, I'll get rid of this for you, because, you know, you don't need it anymore or something. I don't know.
Well, there's the other, yeah, the other frog who, like, eats the bottle that you drop, and he, like, explodes in the water.
Yeah.
That was messed up, too.
Yeah.
Just like, why have that mechanic at all? He's just going to eat it and die.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's just bizarreness.
Yeah.
How can we make this any weirder? Yeah, and Fran having to cut herself was kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little bit... I mean, it wasn't, like, you know, over the top, but it was just kind of dark. I don't know.
Yeah, they could have done without that.
Yeah. I enjoyed this one, though. I thought that it was creepy, and it seemed to shed some light more on just kind of... Well, I guess it doesn't really make much sense, but I feel like there was more explained, and I think they're probably building up to, you know, a finale here at some point.
Well, and I like that we got to see more people who have been affected by this drug.
Exactly.
The girls had the yellow one, so it was really interesting.
Was it the girls, were the girls, were they Siamese twins, or were they... Were they not? Were they born separately and sewn
together? Yeah, they were
born
separately, and then the doctor sewed them together.
Yes.
Okay. But when you finally finish and you open up the clock or whatever it is up there, you open up the mirror, aren't they separate?
Yeah, there's two separate skeletons in there. So,
well, because they were sewn together by skin, not bone. So once they're dead and not,
I imagine. Yeah, that's true, I suppose. I guess I just imagine they'd be, like, fused together or something.
That's interesting, because, yeah, you're really getting a strange sense that, I mean, that all that was happening in the quote-unquote normal world. You know,
yeah,
they're not in red pill world, so it's like, what is going on here, you know?
Well, we get that weird cut scene right before she turns into a tree, where, like, she's with her aunt, and then she's taking a new drug or something.
Yeah.
And that was just so out of context, I had no idea what was going on.
I'm kind of hoping it's not one of these games that's like, all right, well, enjoy this ambiguous ending that no one knows what it means. I kind of hope they explain a little more, you know?
I think that they're just going to pull back the curtain and it'll just be a big drug trip the whole time. Like, she's been lobotomized.
Yeah, that'd be messed up, too.
I'm getting that feeling.
Or some sort of
family. Do you think that she killed her family and they just hospitalized her and that was the end of it? I mean, she got family. She was hospitalized. They have a lobotomizer, and then this is all just a dream. Did you guys see the deer head on the wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're starting to kind of, they do have these reoccurring things. It happens again in chapter 3. She remembers something that somebody said in the hospital to her, which I think is kind of interesting. So they're kind of, they're definitely making it seem like a dream, you know?
Yeah, it's either a dream or, you know, you're talking some way out alternate, you know, multiple reality scenarios.
Exactly.
Matrix.
Any favorite parts of this chapter? Or least favorite parts? You guys happy that she got her kitty back?
Oh, yeah. So happy.
I guess.
When you guys were saying that last week, I was like, I want to just tell him she gets the kitty. How about the Frogger scene?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of funny because I used to play a lot of Frogger as a kid, so I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just very random, and I did not expect that at all.
And the art style was kind of interesting, too.
Yeah, just this weird 3D
claymation type of thing.
Well, yeah. Because I was noticing, like, for this little game, they did, like, claymation. For the last one in the maze, it was, like, paper art, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they've done, like, a different style for their minigames every time.
That's why I'm wondering if different chapters had different design teams. Because, I mean, you go from, you know, a house that's kind of creepy to talking vegetables and you're turned into a tree.
Well, so the other thing, too, I'm kind of wondering with the interactive games if these are, like, therapies that they're doing on her.
Oh, maybe.
To kind of, like, bring her out of whatever shell she's put herself in. And that, you know, the maze was that there are playing with, like, paper dolls, and then Frogger was, they were using clay, and she's just interpreting that in a different way in her head. So I'm wondering if, like, that's kind of, like, what's going on here.
That would be an interesting theory. Well, it is an interesting theory. It'd be interesting if it was the truth.
Yeah.
I could see how that plays out, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of plays games with you on, you know, what's you know, if it's all in her imagination, how could she imagine them switching pills on her? I don't know. Between the red and the yellow, you know, with a note that says, you know, we're going to start experimenting with the red, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Yeah, the imagery is what's still killing me. Like, there's the part when you're in the well. Which was interesting. What was interesting about this, though, is every time you took the pills, it was the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would, even if you were upstairs, you would fall, which was very weird.
You'd fall, yeah.
Oh, I like how you go over to the baby in the blanket, and you're like, oh, you must be so comfortable, and then you go to the other baby, and it's like, oh, you even brought the placenta with you.
Yeah,
like a smart baby.
It's like, wow.
And the baby looks like it has like a gunshot wound. And like a skin wound. Something. It's really messed up. And she even mentions, like, the baby was, like, thrown down there.
Yeah.
By her mother or whatever. Yeah. The way she kind of nonchalantly just kind of interacts with the disturbing imagery is kind of, I don't know, it kind of lightens the blow a little bit for me. Like, I'm not as disturbed by it.
It's disturbing, though, too, in a way.
With
how nonchalant she is over the whole thing.
So, like, just kind of like, whatever. She's so desensitized to it.
Yeah, it's weird because it makes me less creeped out by the thing she's looking at, but way more creeped out by her.
Yes, exactly.
That's a valid point.
It's like, I don't know. Have you ever seen Salad Fingers?
It sounds familiar.
It started as a Shockwave Flash animation, and then it moved to YouTube.
But yes, it was just like, I think I do know
this green guy with really long fingers and just really disturbing imagery. Yet the way he interprets the world is just kind of amusing yet frightening at the same time. And it's like I almost get the same feeling with Fran in this respect.
What do you guys think about Mr. Midnight? Do you think that he's going to play a larger role in her identity?
I'm becoming more and more convinced he's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just get this feeling that... Well, how far did you guys play into Chapter 3? I know Chris Stan said he played a little bit, but did you guys stop? Or...
Yeah, pretty much.
I stopped as soon as you turned to wood.
Okay.
Get your legs and whatnot, you know. On.
Okay.
I stopped.
So you guys played as Mr. Midnight a little bit then in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I stopped stop? As soon as I got the watch.
The watch?
Yes.
I don't remember where that is.
The seasons.
Oh, you played pretty far. Wait, the watch? Wow, you played till you fixed the clock?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, anyway, that's... No, that's interesting, because that part for me was like, that it just gets tedious there. I don't know. I had a hard time with that. But yeah, I'm thinking along, I don't know if he's just not real, or if he is real and she just hears him talk, you know, maybe he's the only reality that she has. Because I gotta hold on to some hope that she actually is, you know, it was Aunt Grace is, she keeps talking about wanting to go back to Aunt Grace and eat. And every time she's offered food or thinks about food, she's like, no, I got to save my appetite for Aunt Grace.
Yeah.
I know she's cooking me. I mean, anytime she looks at a couch or a bed, she goes, no, I got to wait till I get to Aunt Grace's house. So she's got this, like, she's obviously got this sense of hope. And I wonder if that comes from Mr. Midnight, because every time that she's thought he's been killed, it's kind of destroyed her a little bit. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'm really excited to see how this wraps up, you know?
Yeah.
They start to explain a little bit of just what might be going on in Chapter 3. But I gotta wonder if, like, the hospital stuff, I think that is real. You know? What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, I could see... Because everything seems pretty normal except for when she's on the pills until she goes through the maze. So I could see it being like, when she's not on the pills, we're seeing the real world. When she is on the pills, we're seeing her hallucinations. Then she goes through the maze, and everything else we're seeing from that on is hallucinations.
It's like I almost wonder, too, if she's going through the process of being lobotomized.
Maybe. Like parts of her brain are starting to fall away or something. You know, I just kind of hope that that's not the case, though, because I do like Fran. I don't want to see her end up a vegetable or like a, you know, some experiment in a hospital. But maybe this is going to be some kind of nod to, you know, asylums back then.
One flew over the
Cuckoo's Nest. Name of this.
Yeah.
The name of this chapter was Vegetative State, which, I mean, they turned her into a vegetable. But still, like, that to me feels foreshadowy.
Right. You gotta kind of wonder, maybe she's in some kind of vegetative state in her real world, this, you know, where she feels like a block, you know, a plank of wood.
That's true. That's a good option. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely interesting. That's the thing. I really hope that they do reveal the foreshadowed, you know, concepts here, because I would love that. I don't want it to be just this thing like, oh, you know, well, she's crazy. Goodbye. End of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd feel a little ripped off, I think.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, this is, I can certainly say past the maze isn't real. Yeah. You know, talking ants and, you know, stuff like that. So...
And yeah, that's
when that segue was.
Yeah, that's the hard part. What else? Anything? Any other thoughts on that?
Well, just one little thing I found a little interesting is, so she's totally unfazed by, like, dead babies and all this crazy stuff that she sees. But then when she's talking to the cat, she mentions killing the bug. as like the most traumatic things that's happened to her.
That's so, true.
It was so horrible. And it just was so weird to me because she's so unfazed by everything else. That's the one detail that she thought was upsetting.
That's a good point. I thought that was upsetting.
Yeah, for her having to kill the bug, yeah.
Yeah, that was messed up, man. I didn't want to hack that thing in half.
It's the last of its kind.
I know. Did anybody look at the journal that she picked up?
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
Not yet. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it explained once we got to the plant area, I was like, oh, well, I'm glad I read the book.
Yeah. I know, right? It does shed some light on that a little bit. I'm not sure. Do we know who this Leon person is yet? Or you think we will know?
I don't know. I haven't read the book. Okay. I skimmed through it a bit.
I got the feeling that he was just sort of another person who's experienced both worlds, in a sense.
Right, right.
So, like, some sort of predecessor to her.
What's up, Steph?
What up, guys?
Yo, better late than ever.
We started at 8.
Get out of here.
Oh, she left.
Wow. Literally just rage, kicked her out.
Rage quit. I didn't do that. She left herself. That was not me.
Way to go.
Hey, okay. Yeah, she's back. I just want to say, for the record, that Joe Manzo is playing the Wolf Among Us.
Yes, I know.
Oh.
I just thought you all should know that.
Okay.
Tempted to message him and be like, dude.
That was like months ago.
Oh. Looks like he might be away. I don't know, but.
Slowly catching up.
Anyway, we were just kind of talking about just our theories on like what might be going on beyond what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Clark just made a really good point about like, can you mention that again about what disturbed her the most?
Oh yeah, so she like is seeing all these dead babies and everything. She's totally unfazed. Yeah. But then once she sees the cat, the one thing that she brings up as being horrible was having to kill that bug. That's the only thing throughout this whole game, hallucination, whatever, that's upset her.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. Yeah, because she didn't mention that. Yeah, and everything else, like with the babies being sewn together, which disturbed me. I was like, okay, wow. Kind of freaked him out a bit, but yeah, she was just like, oh, poor baby, you look like you're unhappy.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're kind of still moving a little bit, right? Like, they're kind of squirming.
They were crying. It cried.
Yeah, they're crying.
Yeah, it cried, so they were alive, but then you go back later, and it's not there. So I think it was maybe a vision of the two twins, you know, that were sewn together.
Oh, it disappears?
Because when you go back later... Because I saw it when I first got up there in the attic. And then when I went back later after I got the attic unlocked and was able to let the cat out, Mr. Midnight, I looked back in the baby carriage to see, because I was like, I'm just going to check on this sewn together babies again, I guess. They weren't there. It was empty.
Man, one
of them.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm freaked out that they're following us. I'm going to be checking over my shoulder all the time.
But I think because that was after you... I poured the stuff on the twins, and they kind of, and their spirits were released or whatever. So I think it was kind of a spirit or, you know, kind of a, I don't know, like a ghost of sorts of their past, because you did, you know, you saw several things in the house, you know, about them, and kind of saw their spirits kind of roaming the house a bit here and there. So
that was what I was going to try and just bring up, because, there's, like, a picture of them old in, like, a straitjacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I don't know where... And if you look at the other picture of them, it's, like, in the trunk or something where they're, like, sewn together and they look like they're teenagers. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
So it's weird. You see them different phases of their life, but when you meet them here, they're youngish. They're kind of...
Children.
You know, they're children. But they're also... There's various pictures of them in various stages, and also there's some where they're not sewn together.
Yeah.
And then when we're talking about the skeletons that they find are not sewn together, so...
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. Because, Clark, I mean, we saw the... I mean, I don't know what the skeletons looked like. I can't remember, but... I guess I could look at this video that I'm watching, but... There's a picture where they're sewn together and they only have two arms. Looks like they're cut right down the middle. So I'm wondering if, I don't know. It's just bizarre, you know.
I mean, it seems someone did it to them, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like what timeline is real of them that we're seeing. Like, where do they exist?
Maybe they're just ghosts. Maybe just what we were talking to.
They were mentioning that how their mother and doctor made them get sewn together.
I also wonder. Okay, so we're seeing this picture of them as old people who are separate, and if I'm curious now to see about the skeletons, if they have four arms between the two of them.
That's what I'm going to look at right now.
I'm wondering if they weren't, again, because so much of this is just in people's heads, if they weren't like physically sewn together, but it was some sort of had to do with the duotine, that somehow they were, I don't know, connected mentally or something, so they weren't one body, but they were one mind or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're not seeing what they looked like physically. We're looking at, I don't know, their spiritual, mental craziness.
Right. Oh.
Are they separate in the old picture, though? They look like they're sewn together still.
Well, aren't they? Aren't they in the straitjacket? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong then. I thought they were separate.
I'm just looking at the part now where it shows the skeletons, and they look very separate. I'll take a screenshot of this so you guys can see. But anyway, I don't know, and I think that's part of the story. I think they want it to be kind of unknown.
I never thought about that them being sewn together wasn't physical. I just thought, who would do such a monstrosity? Sew two kids together, like, or sew two babies together? What happened? But if that, it makes more sense to me if it was more of a, you know, more of how they felt. Like, they were one mind, and that was more of a kind of a, I don't know the word to use, but, you know, kind of a representation, I guess, of how they felt instead of them actually being sewn together. Oh, yeah, the two skeletons are separate.
Yep. Four arms. I mean, that's pretty clearly the real world. I mean,
are you sure it's four arms, though, or are they on separate sides of each other?
What do you mean?
Because the one on the right, their left arm is being blocked by the frame, and then the one on the left, their right arm is being blocked by frame. So it's like you can't really tell if they both have two arms or not.
Weird. Oh my gosh. Well, I wonder where Chris headed off to.
The twins got him.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was super strange. Wow.
That was really strange.
I just had a thought about, you know, when the switch, if there was a switchover or whatever, you know, reality and with the thought of.
There he is.
Yo.
Yeah, hey.
I was saying, I just had a thought about the reality of when they switched, you know, is there a switchover? Was there a switchover? Like into a little lobotomy process. There is a part when she just escapes the asylum and the guard comes running out after her and he just sort of...
Back on Discord, I was like, what is going on?
Quickly.
Google
Hangouts is like reading a foreign language right now. I can't deal with it. Well, that was fun.
Wow.
Chris, when you put this up, before you put it up, you should just have like that moment of silence and just put sounds from Franbo in there, just like creepy horror.
Yeah.
Like the sounds when she's on the pills, just
yeah.
Like post our chatter.
Just when it starts to cut out, just start playing that.
Exactly. I'm glad it wasn't just me. I was like having a meltdown over here.
Yeah.
Or you can put on Tubular Bells. That's always good.
Well, you know what else sucked? I had my mouse, okay, got caught underneath something on my desk. I was holding down right click.
Oh, jeez.
And my trackpad wouldn't click anything. I'm like, what is going on? I can't click anything.
Oh, God.
Reload my page.
You're a mess. You're a mess.
I am a mess.
Charlie Brown.
Dang it. Wah, wah, wah. Now we have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
This game is cursed. We gotta stop playing it.
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow, guys.
Yeah. Well, Steph, what were your thoughts? You didn't get a chance to really chat.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I've enjoyed it so far. I said the house was kind of creepy. There are parts, like, I didn't... And one thing, okay, so the babies in the well, was that supposed to, there were three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah, there were two skeletons and, like, an actual baby.
Oh, hanging.
So, like, what was that supposed to be? Because I'm thinking, I'm like, did these kids, like, have an abortion and throw these babies down a well? Like, what's going on?
That's true. It's possible that, like, the mother wanted twins and maybe kept just discarding what she didn't want.
Yeah.
Because she says that your mother must have thrown you down here to one of them.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did. That's right. Well, anyways, beside that, I enjoyed it.
Disturbing than I thought.
I had to look at a walkthrough again for a couple of parts. And mostly it was that, you know, it was just very, like, I was like, okay, well, and again, this game is really interesting to me because, like, it's not, like, because I try everything, I try and click everything, I try what I think, I exhaust my possibilities, and then I look at a walkthrough for these, you know, few areas that I have to, and it's always something that I thought I already did. Like, it's always like, yeah. Okay, well, you're supposed to click here, and I'm like, well, I already tried that, but I guess I'll go back and try. Oh, yeah, I can pick that up, sure.
Yeah, now we touched upon that before you came in, because...
So I don't... It's very interesting, because, like, you know, it's almost as frustrating to me as having to use a walkthrough for everything, because I'm like, well, why am I not... Like, it makes me feel stupid, because I'm like, am I not seeing these things? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, it gets worse in Chapter 3, don't worry.
Oh, God. Okay, wow. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know. And I'm not sure, again, I mean, you know, you're the one that's played ahead this time, Chris, but, like, the very end, it seems like it's a big shift in the storytelling and in the whole, like, almost genre of the game, almost. Like, it's not, it seems like it's shifting into something more fantastical than something slightly morbid and interesting. So yeah. I'm interested to see what the next chapter brings as far as, like, settings and that sort of thing go, because to me it felt like I was like, oh, so I'm now a tree? And I'm in this magical land with, like, fuzzy creatures flying in the sky. Like, it seemed like a different game. It seemed like you were starting into a different game than what you began into. And, you know, and I found myself kind of I found myself almost kind of simultaneously when she turned into the tree. And she was like, but where's my pills? And Mr. Midnight was like, well, maybe, I don't know, like, I forgot what the cat said, but I thought two things. Like, one, I was like, oh, I'm going to kind of miss, like, taking these pills and seeing this, like, weird, crazy world. But then I was also like, okay, well, maybe, hopefully, they'll use that as kind of, like, she's, I don't know, kind of, you know, giving up her dependency on them and becoming, you know, kind of learning to live without them. So yeah. I'm hoping that it explores that more, and it's not just, oh, we just don't have your pills anymore, that they explain a purpose behind her not needing those pills anymore. That's
pretty deep.
You know, I think it's so it's so interesting that you just said, because I completely agree that, like, you miss being able to take the pills and see this alternate world.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's what they're – the route they're taking with this is, like, maybe she's going to miss the pills, and they've sort of played on our emotions as well for us to... Oh, that's really interesting.
That is a good point. Having withdrawals.
Yeah.
Right.
I need my pills.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to go with Stanton's idea about the lobotomy and phases of subconscious.
That's true.
All yeah. really good theories that I've heard so far. Like, I think it, yeah. Well, like
it
I said,
could
I
be aliens.
Oh gosh. I hope there's just one answer to it all. Though I hope that they really do conclude this, because I would be pretty upset about that if they don't. Yeah. And they're gonna hear from me. Let me tell you.
Wow, man.
Well, really strongly worded letter.
They won't do it.
Dear sir.
Dear sir.
Dear madam.
Yeah.
And it actually is, guys. It's actually a 2-person team. I don't know if any
really?
Of you guys. Yeah, it's only the girl and the guy. They're
Which
the
one's
only
crazier?
People. I don't know. They're the only two people that worked on this game, and they're the only two people that's working on their next game too.
I definitely played another game by them. It's been solid all the way through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely been a ride, a very interesting ride. Yeah. But I was definitely glad that she was able to free Mr. Midnight. And I was happy to have that cat. And those flying furry things, even though I'm just like, what kind of world am I entering into? The flying furry things are adorable.
Yeah.
They remind me of something else that I've seen in another movie, though, but I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Never-Ending Story.
I'm probably thinking Never-Ending Story. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely an art style.
That flying thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of it. Yeah.
Falco?
Yeah. Falco.
Even though I haven't watched the entire movie in its entirety. But.
Wow.
What?
Jeez.
Ow.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I've seen a lot of it, but I don't think that I've sat down and watched the entire thing through.
I'll bring it to New York.
Someone tells me we don't have time for that, but that would be fine. You can't make it say we got to watch the Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
I guess they'd understand.
Yeah.
Well, any closing thoughts before I introduce Chapter 3? Okay, great.
Looking forward to it. That's my closing thought.
Okay, well, play through Chapter 3.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't recommend using a walkthrough unless you need to, because I think it took me a while to get through it, and I only used the walkthrough a couple of times because, again, it's just some of these things that make no freaking sense.
Yeah.
So I think at those points, feel free to use a walkthrough, but I think if you use a walkthrough all the way through, you'll blow through it.
Oh, sure.
So
sure.
I'm just letting you know that, like, it will take a couple hours to go through without one.
Okay.
Because you're going to be like, what in the F is going on?
Oh,
that's what I say to myself.
Okay. Yep.
Just saying.
Well, it's exciting. All right. And then so we have next week, and then we'll be concluding it the week following?
It really just depends on, it depends on how long 4 is. And
okay.
I mean, I would love to try and close 4 and 5 in 1 week if possible, but.
Oh, gotcha.
We might have to do 2.
Okay.
If we make this one a 5, well, no, we'll be making a, yeah.
Make it a longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
Well, I think that there's going to be, if that's the case, then, if we look at the calendar here real quick,
Hey, let my cat in. One second, guys.
Mr. Midnight.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. We might want to try to wrap up next week, because there's the next 2 weeks where a few of us will be away in New York, and maybe we postpone. But Steph, I guess you and I can discuss that later.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll let you guys know. But just play through Chapter 3 for now, and we'll go from there.
When's the...
When you see Chapter 4, just stop.
When's the next game being announced?
Oh,
good question. Probably next week, I would imagine.
Okay.
And I think we'll probably pick someone to do that again. Franco, did you pick yet?
Oh, don't put that pressure on me.
You are retired. You are retired. You have plenty of time to think about this and to put good thought into it.
These guys are going to a con. You're going to be seeing nothing but games and ideas.
Franco. Come on, Franco.
All right, we're all playing Madden.
Okay, that's it. I quit. I'm done. Bye, guys. Boy.
No, don't you quit. We're banning him from the group. You played Madden? What is this?
Okay. In my youth, in my salad days.
In your salad days?
Yeah, you ever heard that phrase? In my salad
I've never heard that. Is that like salad fingers?
I've never had salad days.
Salad? Like
green? All you ate is salads?
What? What's PA?
Okay.
Showing your age.
I'll have to look up an Urban Dictionary salad day.
Urban Dictionary. I don't know if you want to do that.
The phrase was coined in Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra.
Oh.
Shakespeare? Really?
Wow.
In the speech at the end of Act 1 when Cleopatra is regretting her youthful dalliances with Julius Caesar, she says,
salad days?
My salad days when I was green in judgment and cold in blood.
Oh, got it. You're not referring to what you ate. You're referring to how green you were.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
The peak or heyday of something.
That right. is correct.
Heyday.
Right. Hey now.
Well, Franco, such a Renaissance man. Such a Renaissance fan.
My knowledge is miles wide and inches deep.
Wow. Alrighty then. Wow, chapter 3, guys.
There you go.
Okay.
Play through chapter 3 and you see chapter 4. Just stop.
No.
Alright, folks. Well, okay. Have a good week. See you next week.
Bye. Adios, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.